I want to thank everybody for joining us again with Bridging the Gap. On yesterday's show, we talked to you a great deal about the Powell County Regular Fiscal Court meeting held on May the 9th of this week. Judge, let's just jump right in here. There was a road amendment that came up in the court meeting this week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, really. What that was really basically was last August, we'd been approached by, had a petition to take some two roads into the county road system. At that time, they were paved and met all the requirements. We sent the viewers. They reported back to the court. The court had agreed to go ahead and accept those. And so we took them into county road service. Didn't really realize until this is the time of year. Once a year, we update any changes in our road system with the ad and therefore the transportation cabinet. In doing that and looking back at the minutes, it didn't properly reflect some of the measurements that need to be in there. So we just went back and amended those August 4th of 2016 minutes to reflect the proper documentation. So basically just restating with all the language what we had done at that time.
So just simple. More or less a little bit of housekeeping.
A little housekeeping, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, in addition to that, I know, of course, we've talked before on this show and a lot of talk out in the community. One of the big issues facing the county right now is the kind of complicated and convoluted situation with our tourism department and our tourism board. I know that came up again at this particular meeting. So what is the latest development in the world of county tourism?
It has. We had this time, we had, if you remember from the last meeting, we had had to do the second reading of the ordinance. And what this ordinance we're referring to, you're going to see it on the agenda as a tourism ordinance, but basically, after the both cities had chose to leave the joint commission, which was the Powell County Tourism Commission, that commission had come to the court requesting that we have an ordinance drafted to dissolve that entity and reestablish a new one that would be a county sole one. And like you said, this issue has been going on, I guess, probably really now for 6-7 months.
Probably.
And
yeah, it was going on back before November of last year.
It was. And the one thing, you know, it's not, I don't think that it's that we don't want to get things lined out, but it is that very vitally important to our community. As I think people are starting to see, I mean, tourism is one of our biggest economic drivers here. And much of the growth and activity we're starting to see in Eastern Kentucky, especially in Powell County, revolves around tourism. So I'm glad that it's this much on people's radar that it's been debated and making sure that any changes to it are been thoroughly looked at. So basically what we had this meeting was once again, we had that that on there, and therefore Mayor Dale Allen was once again at the meeting, I'm sure, and mostly in relation to this. And as we said earlier, we had another person in public comment spoke to the tourism deal. Before actually we took this item up, we did have a closed session to discuss with our county attorney some pending litigation potentially with this item before we took any action on it. I had made the motion that I would be willing not to hold the second reading at that time until I could have another chance to meet with both mayors and see if there was any way at all that we could get past this dissolving and fix the unified version of it, which I think best serves Powell County and its citizens. So that is what led it to be put on this agenda. So I did, prior to this, had informed the court that I had had that meeting with both mayors a few days after last meeting. In that meeting, like I said, myself, Mayor Cottle and Mayor Allen were all in attendance, and I'd expressed my desire to try to work out whatever problems they had with the county commission and keep us all unified. Mayor Allen was really, I guess, kind of the main spokesman on behalf of the mayors at that meeting, and he pretty much expressed that he didn't feel that was going to happen or that they wanted that to happen. And his only suggestion was to try to, if we was ever going to try to do that, just find a project that we all felt passionate about and try to work the three entities together on that one project. So really that was all that came of that meeting, and I did update the court on that. But this meeting, we actually did table it once more as a couple more legal things we wanted to look at before we took any action on it.
So it's still got a little further vetting to go through the county attorney and through yourself before it will come right back up.
That is correct. Naturally, it's a ongoing thing that's going to have to be addressed, and I would think that that will happen within the next month or so, probably.
And speaking of first readings and second readings, and we're nearing budget time. You'd spoken last time about insurance, and that's always a key part of developing a working budget for the county for the fiscal year. It runs, it comes up July 1st of this year. Can you tell us a little bit about how the budget process works? And for some who may not be familiar with it, even the concept of first and second readings, and how does it go from a thought to an actual working budget?
Yeah, give some of those people that don't have an idea, a little better idea. Naturally, and like there again, it's laid out by Department of Local Government, the process as well as statutes, what's got to be done here. One of the requirements, naturally, April, we have the jail budget submitted to the court. So we've kind of done wrangled through the jail budget, have it proposed budget there. So by May 1st of each year, we have to have a budget submitted to the fiscal court. So we had the special meeting the Friday prior to the 1st, and the court had the opportunity to get the proposed budget. Naturally, in the course of a year and in our meetings, there's always budget conversations. But at the point, it's on paper then. That gives, you know, everybody's sitting with a hard copy of exactly what's been proposed. That way, any thoughts, concerns, questions. And then also on Monday of this week, we had a budget workshop where we sit down as a group, went through those things as well, and any ideals, opinions, thoughts, make sure everybody was on the same page, or if they didn't quite understand something, we had a chance to address that, and everybody had a chance to put their input. So at that point, everybody was in agreement. Those changes that were discussed then were implemented, and therefore we had the first reading this time, and a little bit ahead of the schedule. This doesn't, we don't have to be this part of the budget until July 1. But like I said, it's very, you know, it's kind of neat to see as the, this is now, I guess, the third year with this new court. So everybody becomes a little bit more familiar with the process, kind of know, and it gets a little smoother each year into that court, and very, very much a smooth process this time. And a lot of physical court had good ideals, good thoughts, and we shared those and intertwined them in this budget. And I think it's a one thing I've always prided my budget or myself in, and I commend the courts I've worked with. Seems like every year we vastly increase our service and our efficiencies, and doing it with the same or less money, really. So very proud of that, and not had to make any substantial cuts. We've just sharpened our pens and done things more efficiently, and thinking outside of the box in a lot of areas, have implemented, you know, just kind of enabled our department heads to make a lot of calls, and they're better able to know what's going on in their department, really sought their feedback and input. And it's been a model that's worked well for Powell County.
And Judge, now there, we talked a little earlier about the road amendment, but there was a road ordinance that actually came up at the meeting as well. And what exactly did that entail?
It did. And I'm kind of excited. This was a very exciting to have this on there, because it's kind of a precursor to some, I think, very positive things that's happening and starting to actually get some traction. And basically what it was, as we've talked about numerous times when we talked in relation to tourism, is Hollerwood Park, which is the off-road park or outdoor recreational facility that the four counties, Estill, Lee, Wolf, and Powell, are involved in. And I know it's been somewhat frustrating in that this has been probably a 4 or 5 year process somewhere in that neighborhood too. And I'm really proud of that board of all volunteers that come, and they've really put a lot of effort into that. So, and like I said, we'll get them on here and let everybody have a little bit better update. But that's one of the things we've really, you know, when I come to office, there was a real outcry that motorized sports or ATV riding and your Jeep Jamboree type clubs and things really seek this area for that recreational opportunity. And with a lot of the moves by the Forest Service, a lot of those people that used to come here had really been driven out, and therefore had negative impacts to our economy. So in an effort to, you know, meet that need of those people, as well as diversify our tourism industry. And as we spoke to before, this group of people tend to have more disposable income. So when they do come, they have more money to drop in our economies as well. Another vital role I think they play in our tourism growth is they really add to the the problem or really alleviate some of the problem with our current tourism in that it's very seasonal in a lot of aspects. You know, when the weather's nice, mm-hmm. you can do a lot. This is a group of this group of tourists pretty much use these resources year round. So, you know, in the winter time, so it really helps extend our seasonality, and it really adds to us financial well-being of the community in that regard. But as we get close, hopefully sometime in June, we're actually going to finally get the park open to the public, which has been a long time coming and for various reasons. But in that regard, there is a section of road that cuts through that property that may have to have ATVs cross from one side of the road to the other in order to get to that part of the park. And looking at the legalities of it, and actually we was looking at KRS 189.515, you are currently able to use 0.2 miles to do that. But we want to go ahead and have a first reading on this ordinance and what this ordinance would do should that 0.2 not cover what's needed to get this park open, is to establish an ordinance where we could open up that section of road to allow for ATV crossings for this park.
Okay. Judge, earlier when we were talking about the budget and how thinking outside the box and so many things were done with so little, I know part of what enables us to do that is use of grants, and some grant money came up in the discussion at this meeting. And tell us about how that was.
It was actually kind of a revisiting the resolution we passed last meeting. As we made the folks aware last meeting, through our work with the Bluegrass Ad, we'd become aware of a Homeland Security grant that afforded us the opportunity to equip our law enforcement with personal protection items. And at the last meeting, the court, I had brought them the information, and we'd had a couple officers request that some of their vests and things were starting to get outdated or need to be replaced. They have a useful life. And so in looking at that need and finding this grant, I had requested that the court authorize me to sign this resolution and any documents pertaining to it that would have allowed us. And at that time, we had presented to buy seven vests and seven body cameras for the certified officers and as well as the SROs. And so one thing, like I said, that had come about, I had been directed prior with some of our conversations that any communication between my office and the sheriff's office need to be handled or ran through the chief deputy. And naturally, the chief deputy had been ill some during this time frame. So really, before we went ahead, even though I had the authorization to do it, we had waited till we could make contact with him and make sure, you know, we have the ability to do this. We're willing to do it. Is this okay to go ahead and do it? Just to get the blessing of that department. Naturally, it was going to their some of their officers. So I had been told sometime during the last month that to hold off, that they wanted to apply on their own. And so basically that led to the sheriff coming, been rather hostile, said he appreciated the effort, but it should have went through his office, which it did, as directed by him. So things got rather tense, and there was some questioning about some of those operations in that department. And unfortunately, when that individual left, you really, after a heated exchange, left that they couldn't wait for the next election. And, you know, that, I guess, brought kind of back to a point, you know, that's very unfortunate. If close to 2 years out, we as elected officials are looking to the next election, you know, the citizens that voted us in to do a job for that 4 years. That's what I'm going to do. You know, naturally, we all want to be reelected, but I'd much rather concentrate on doing my job for the next 4 years and hope that that work speaks for itself when it comes election time. So from my office and my administration, I'm here to work for the 4 years you give me. If that work suffices and suits you enough to put me back in, then that's what we're going to, that way we're going to operate my office. And I wish, and most of ours do, but it's unfortunate for any elected official to have that mentality.
Right, right. Well, Judge, I believe that brings us kind of to a close for this particular episode and for this week. It's been a great week, a lot of information, and we'll be back next Monday with even more with Judge Anderson and even more interesting guests bring your way. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.